was at my packing shed when the storm came in, so all hell broke loose.
Can you describe what it looked like coming over the horizon?
When you say the storm, I didn't see the storm front approaching. It just got darker and darker, and then suddenly it started to rain, and then it started to hail.
How big were the hailstones?
Well, I would think 10 mil across. They were big. They were nearly a half an inch in the old money, which is 12 mil.
So about the size of a marble.
Yeah, marble size.
What is it doing to your pears?
Right, what the hailstones do is they actually cut the fruit. And they hit hard and they're sharp, they actually cut the skin of the fruit and makes it pretty much unusable. The other thing it does, if it doesn't cut, it can quite badly bruise the skin of the fruit, which makes it pretty much unsaleable too.
So how far into harvest were you with your pears?
I was down to the last few tons of the last variety.
So what does it mean for now? Are you going to keep on going?
We're still picking this morning and we're looking carefully at the fruit and culling any damaged fruit where we can see it. Unfortunately, there will be a percentage of the fruit still gets into the bin and it will spoil in storage, but I'm prepared to accept some loss there in the hope that I'll still be able to sell some of the fruit.
From what you're seeing, how much fruit have you lost, do you reckon?
I'm seeing about 15 to 20% has got bad damage. Because it only happened last night, more of bruising will come out over the next few days and it'll become more apparent. But I'd need to get the fruit picked, so we're going ahead and hoping that we're finding most of the damaged ones. I've worked this property for 42 years, and I have never seen a hailstorm as bad as that. And I don't remember seeing one or hearing of one as bad as that when I was a child, and I was born on this property in 1950. So it's the worst one that I've ever had anything to do with.
At the McGarry Farm in the Coromandel Valley, pear grower John McGarry says he'll still try and sell some of the fruit, and he's more worried about low prices.
Well, we could try to. It depends on what other products on the marketplace. When people, with any localised storm, has a situation where the people in that area are at a significant disadvantage. But if you have a general issue, then everyone's product is much the same, so we don't lose out so much. But this issue, the storm we had last night, has had an effect on us, but it's not as dramatic effect as the market prices generally because of the oversupply.
This storm's come at the same time as some pretty woeful prices for pears. Have you seen things this bad before?
Well, one can always look back to the earlier times. I think in my experience, the answer would be no. My father and uncle lived through some pretty difficult times. They used to tell us about various hail they had and you know, difficulties in the marketplace. But I think in my experience on the orchard, I've been here since 1977, and I think this is probably the worst situation that we've had since that time, I think.